The opening of the world's largest commercial ethanol plant last week in Iowa put the spotlight on maintaining the renewable fuel standard to keep successes like this happening. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad says the oil industry continues to fight against the RFS because of innovations like the DuPont plant that will bring more next-generation biofuels to the market.
Big oil resents the fact that we've already taken 10% of the market away from them. They want to stop it now. They want to stamp it out. But that would be a disaster for America. We don't want to go backwards. We're going in the right direction, and this is the next generation.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says the biggest factor that will impact the biofuels industry going forward is the final rule that EPA will release at the end of this month regarding the volume obligations under the RFS.
I'll bet that'll be won in the courts by somebody taking it to court and saying they haven't followed the law, didn't have the authority to reduce by half a billion gallons the amount that's got to be used this year. But we're trying everything else to convince EPA otherwise, but quite frankly, I'm pessimistic about accomplishing that.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King says there are quite a few members of the House who are actively working to stunt the RFS thanks to the backing of the oil industry.
They rolled a letter out at the Republican Study Committee that they now have at least 156 signatures on, maybe as many as 20 more, that would ask the EPA to freeze the blend wall at 10%, not 15. And so I'm just seeing petroleum interests coming at renewable fuels. And I think the petroleum interests ought to understand that they don't want to start this fight and don't start this war. Let's just compete in the marketplace and allow for market access, or they're going to have to deal with the argument that their effort would bring about a 100% petroleum mandate. And that's going to be a hard argument for them to peel off if that sticks in the minds of the consumer.
And that got a big amen from Grassley.
If big oil comes to me and wants to export oil, want my support for exporting oil, they better lay off of the RFS.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.